Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Joining me on the phone are Shannon Leung, head of the FinLab, and Shirley Tory, founder Mums at Work. We find out more about UOB's The FinLab and their innovation accelerator and Mums at Work's collaboration business transformation program for digital mumpreneurs. Welcome to both of you to the show.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us on the show.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Now, let's start with an overview. Maybe, Shannon, you can go first, and then we'll bring Shirley into the conversation. Give us an overview of the business transformation program for digital mumpreneurs. What was the thinking behind it?
Thanks, Clarissa, for the question. The Business Transformation Program for Digital Mumpreneur is actually an accepted program. It's actually meant to be structured and efficient and also convenient for mums. When we talk about mums, we're talking about mums who are aspiring mumpreneurs who want to come out to the workforce and potentially run their own business. It's a 5-week virtual accepted program, which will be able to provide the knowledge and resources to kickstart and grow their business.
All right, Shirley, you know, this is a collaboration with Mums at Work. Why mums?
Because Mums at Work has been around since 2010. Mm-hmm. And you know, for us, our question is why specifically FinLab UOB was because all these years we've been supporting mothers who wanted to start their own businesses, but we realized that the digital space was something quite new or at least quite challenging for them. So we were really looking at a partner who had all the information, had all the resources, and more importantly, had all the knowledge and know-how. That's where I think FinLab came in, and you know, we had this collaboration discussion, and we said, you know, let's do this together to try to not just to help the mom start up, but to really grow and you know, move up this whole digital transformation process.
All right, now I'd like to get both of your thoughts on this. The Ministry of Social and Family Development dedicated 2021 as the year of celebrating Singapore women, SG women. Shannon, again, I'll start with you. As the head of the FinLab, tell us what this means to you and the work that the FinLab does.
I agree on the approach by the Ministry of Social and Family Development to dedicate Celebrating Women this year. Just a bit of personal sharing, I just welcomed my second child a couple of months ago. And looking at my wife's dedication to nurture both her kids and having to juggle with her day-to-day just gives me great admiration to all mothers out there. I guess during the pandemic, more moms have turned to entrepreneurship, but running your own business is never an easy feat, especially for mothers with young children. They face a variety of challenges in addition to having juggle work and family responsibilities. Such challenges could arise from potentially lack of, you know, effective support network, limited knowledge, even on how to start a business and potentially mitigating all those financial risks. So therefore, the FinLab, we just wanted to make sure that help to set these mompreneurs up for success by providing very exclusive access to the established business transformation program that we have together with the Moms at Work.
All right. Now, first of all, Shannon, congratulations on your new arrival. That must be very exciting for you.
Thank you.
And congratulations to your wife. Now, you said second one, right?
Yeah.
As the mother of two children, I can say this for a fact, and don't ever forget this. One is one, two children is like 10.
I totally agree.
Yes, I agree.
All right, now we bring Shirley into the conversation with Mums at Work. What does it mean to you and what you do that this is the year to celebrate SG Women?
I think we were really excited because, you know, we've been in the women empowerment space for more than 12 years now. And I think besides mompreneurs, we were always looking at how to support women, you know, to sort of find the balance between work and family. And by celebrating women this year, you can see there's a lot of discussion, a lot of, you know, personally, I felt it was really good because a lot of the pain points that mothers or women face, you know, in trying to you know, thrive in the workplace or even at home, were all surfaced and brought up. And I think having these open discussions, talking about it and celebrating, you know, the successes that have been achieved and going forward, what's going to happen, I think it's really brought to the front, you know, of a lot of people's minds of, you know, how can we do this better? How can we make sure that women in Singapore, you know, have a brighter, a bigger and, you know, a stronger contribution? Yeah, so I'm actually very excited. I hope that I hope we celebrate every year, but it's a good start, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stay with that for a while. How important do you think it is to have women entrepreneurs to our economy?
From my point of view?
From your point of view.
Yes, I think it's always good because when it comes to entrepreneurship, I've noticed that women and men bring very different talents and skills to the table. And working with mompreneurs, I sometimes think that they have the most creative ideas. A lot of them, because of certain pain points they felt, it's like day-to-day life, they come up with a problem and then they realize, okay, there's no solution for this, I'm going to come up with it, right? So I love the energy that women entrepreneurs bring to the table. And I also enjoy how many women entrepreneurs, increasingly these days, especially mompreneurs, they're very authentic and honest in their sharing. Like, it's almost like, I'm going to be honest to tell you that I have a business, I'm running this business, but at the same time, I'm also trying to be a very good mother. So I'm trying to manage these two as best as possible. So this authenticity, I really enjoy. And I think it's very beneficial, when it comes to looking at entrepreneurship and seeing how entrepreneurship is actually developing.
Shannon, the FinLab is an innovation accelerator that helps SMEs and startups transform their business digitally. Now, this is a very important space, getting even more important after COVID and all the talk about the digital pivot. Could you tell us about the type of support that entrepreneurs tend to need in the initial stages of starting a business?
Great question, Clarissa. So to me, the initial idea of a business is always a cornerstone of every startup, right? It is important. It's like a business that you probably, idea you probably wake up to one day and they say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that and everything and stuff like that. But I guess bringing it back down to reality, you need to also understand the background of what you want to do, whether the business is feasible, where there's demand, and whether or not it's also scalable in order for it to be transformed into success. It is also important to be connected with the people who have the right experience and knowledge in the industry to help you guide through on the right path. A new business will definitely require some form of financial investment. Most entrepreneurs potentially cannot fund it on their own. Businesses may want to tap on available grants or loans out there to help them tide through their initial phase. Lastly, investing in the right tools such as e-commerce, digital marketing is also critical in order to ensure success of their business, especially during, like what you mentioned earlier, the pandemic is here and everything, forces all the business operations to go online.
And not only has it forced all businesses to go online, but it certainly forced all businesses, even, your favorite Cha Kway Teow stall, has to start thinking about how they can digitalize to survive. And then, it must be quite mind-blowing for some types of businesses, certain types of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I'm bringing Shirley back into this conversation. First of all, is there a rising trend of more mums wanting to start businesses?
Yes, definitely. And I think the pandemic has actually mentioned this because, now you're
necessity.
Yes. And I think you identify more problems that you can solve, So we've seen a rising trend, actually, and people who are more willing to venture. I also think, to Shannon's point, it is really true that because things are going online, there are actually new business opportunities. There are new businesses that people have not thought about, and now it's surfacing, right? So it is actually very interesting to see some of the business ideas that some of these mompreneurs have come up and say, I've thought about this, I'm going to try this out. Do you think it will work? So it's actually very exciting to me, yeah.
It is an interesting opportunity, I suppose, but it's also quite terrifying.
Yes.
What industries are these aspiring mompreneurs keen on venturing into? What are some of their great ideas?
Some of them have actually, for example, the traditional F&B is still there, where I want to take something more digital. There was a mompreneur, for example, that recently moved her business to her, she now has a vending machine that dispenses birthday cakes if you need it. That's really about thinking through and seeing that people are looking at, consumers are looking at for things 24/7. It doesn't matter when. So I think some business ideas that have come up have been really riding on existing business ideas and then coming out with newer ways to present it. So obviously the F&B I mentioned, where the vending machine 24/7, you can order a cake in the middle of the night and it'll be there tomorrow morning. But there's also been, for example, more design. So people who do business support. So there are people who say, for example, now you want to create a marketing thing. I can do this online for you. I can send it across halfway across the world and get inputs from overseas, research overseas. So I think really, like I said, the digital space has created more platforms, more competitors, but at the same time also it's widened your playing field. You can really go all over the place, right? Yeah. So I think to me it's all excitement. I love it. I think so much new things coming forward. Yeah.
All right. Now Shannon, I think this is quite important. You touched on one of the startup issues for new businesses, and that's funding. But beyond funding, what is the next step? What can industry leaders do to support the growth of startup entrepreneurship?
I mean, in these days, we do see customers increasingly supporting organizations that make social responsibility a priority. And if you ask me, I think it's important for industry leaders to give opportunities to startups like this, or listen to them, or at least trying out their products or services. This will actually help really to encourage and to build a more competitive and innovative, and yet provide a sustainable business landscape, which will then, you know, value back all to the whole ecosystem at the end of the day, right? The smaller boys will need the big boys. The big boys will need the smaller boys to help them innovate and everything and stuff like that. And because they are able to, because they're not so tied down to regulations, they're not so tied down to, you know, all these red tapes that you see in organizations and everything. So they are able to be more agile and innovate. So I guess by listening to them, giving them opportunity, will really help to, you know, support the growth of the startup entrepreneurship.
So you're talking about their agility actually being a plus for some of the bigger boys?
Yes, I think that's very relevant. Yes, correct.
All right. Now, Shirley, even with the support of entities like UOB's FinLab, talk to us about the challenges that comes with starting a new business, juggling children, home, responsibility, the 50 million things that we do as potential mompreneurs in this current reality, which is also the pandemic. What are the other challenges?
I think it's, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, it really sounds like there's a ton of challenges. So why should mompreneurs even consider this, right? I feel that, you know, one of the things with mompreneurs is you really have to ask yourself, is it a business idea that will work? I think, you know, I mentioned earlier on, a lot of women have come forward with new business ideas. They're trying to test their concepts out. But because of the pandemic, there's a lot of unsure, you know, there's not much, compared to the old days where it's very clear, okay, I think this has been a tried, tested product or service. These days, you're moving faster. You have to go out there and test out this product or the service. And because of the pandemic, much as you might be very keen to try it out, you may not have the response that you want. Some things are kind of left out in the open. So I find that the pandemic has made things faster to do, but also you're taking a bigger risk because you really don't have your hand on, does it work or does it not work? The market is constantly changing. So, I mean, all it takes is, for example, tomorrow government announces a new change, there's no dining out. Okay, half of it's gone. Your vendors, for example, that you want to use, you know, who are in person, you may not be able to do that anymore. So I think you have to move faster, quicker, and almost like even more agile, like, you know, what Shannon has said, and be a little bit more brave and risk-taking. So that can be quite challenging, I think, for a lot of mompreneurs.
I think that's challenging for everybody, mothers or not.
But you have a kid attached to your hip, right? So can you imagine? Whoa, yeah.
I'd rather not, actually, but... You know, there's only so much juggling the average person like myself could do. Shannon, before we run out of time, I actually think this is quite an important question for the FinLab. What are you looking for when you have collaborations like this with Mums at Work? What are you looking for? Is there some kind of a success protocol that you follow, or are you just trying to get out there and help potential new entrepreneurs?
That's our key objective, Clarissa. So the key objective is really to key focus on and to, you know, to razor sharp on SMEs by really introducing them to all the business transformation program that we have. And really, we hope that, you know, we are able to let the SMEs leverage on our ecosystem of experienced mentors and the wide base of, you know, the thousands of tech solution providers that we have today. And then we will come up, like, you know, we work very closely with Shirley and the Mom at Works to create and customize programs for people to take them on through a new business journey. That's really the key objective for us.
So how do you know if you succeeded?
When we go through the journey, they will, you know, it's like, for example, we just completed the first cohort of Mom at Work. We just finished the graduation and everything. So we're very excited. Of course, there will be follow-ups with them to see whether, you know, have they taken the next steps and everything. Because some of them, they actually came onto the program to actually understand whether or how to start a business. But some of them already has a business, which they then could leverage on some of the mentoring that we could provide to them. Yeah, so by seeing them starting the business, to me, that's really a first step of success.
Right. Now, surely it's easier for you because you can see the women, you know, they're from idea germination to actually executing and starting their business. So it's a bit easier for you to tell success or not, right?
Yes, definitely.
So do you follow them on their journey once they get started?
Yes, they do. They do, because we have our own private Facebook group where all these different entrepreneurs would come in and share. So we do actually keep track to see if they find that, okay, this information that they've gotten, the support that they get from FinLab, for example, is it useful to them? And to be very honest, most of them have actually had very positive feedback. So that's one way where we knew actually right from the beginning also that this partnership is actually going to work out, because, you know, the women really, they really do get something out of the entire program. So I think that's where, like you said, you know, it's much easier for us to really pick up, hey, this is works for us, this is a great partner.
All right, Shannon C, and all you have to do is get some of those positive comments and you know you succeeded already.
Yeah, please rate 5 stars.
We've been speaking with Shannon Leung, head of the FinLab, and Shirley Tory, founder of Mums at Work. Thank you both for joining us. It has been a lovely conversation. I've had so much fun, and we've gotten some very, very interesting information. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.